Next patient is Susan Van Houten. That is Susan, S-U-S-A-N. Van Houten is V-A-N. V as in Victor. V-A-N. H-O-U-T-E-N. Houten. Van Houten. Susan, S-U-S-A-N. Date of birth is 7-17-55. And date of visit is 2-28-24. This is my copy for Raya Blackwell. And that is R. Let's see, Raya Blackwell is R-A-Y-A. R as in Robert, R-A-Y-A. Blackwell is B as in boy, B-L-A-C-K-W-E-L-L, Blackwell, P-A-C. Next paragraph. Dear Raya, thank you for sending Susan Van Houten for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph is for the illness. This is a 68-year-old female who had a history for bilateral pulmonary infiltrates as observed on a chest CT done on 2/2/24. Also has been noted to have a 2 millimeter right upper lung nodule. Period. The patient has a previous CT chest which showed groundless patchy infiltrates bilaterally, which had significantly cleared as of this month. The patient, however, does have a long-standing history of smoking marijuana, and she continues to smoke daily. She has a cough. She brings up some whitish mucus. Denied fever sigils. Has no hemoptysis. And she has had some reflux symptoms. And no nausea or vomiting. Next paragraph. Past history. The patient's past history has included history for a benign brain lesion in the cerebellar area that was resected in 06. And she apparently had over 15 surgeries related to that lesion, including placement of drains for hydrocephalus. The patient had been followed by neurosurgery and denies any history for radiation or chemotherapy. Period. She also had a right ankle surgery for a fracture. And has 2 C-sections. The patient has hypertension and has hyperlipidemia, controlled with meds. Next paragraph. Allergies, none listed. Next paragraph. Habits, patient smokes marijuana regularly. Has done so for over 45 years. Drinks vodka daily. Presently, is not working. in any job. Next paragraph. Family history. Both parents died in their 90s. No significant history of chronic lung disease or diabetes. Next. Review of systems. The patient denies weight loss or fatigue. No cataracts, glaucoma, no vertigo, hoarseness, nosebleeds. She has some urinary frequency, nighttime awakening. She has no asthma, hay fever, but has cough with sputum and no shortness of breath. Denies abdominal pains, but has heartburn, no diarrhea or constipation. No chest or jaw pain, no arm pain or calf muscle pains, but has leg swelling. She has no depression or anxiety. She has no bruising or bleeding gums. No joint pains or muscle aches. No seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching. Next, med list included triamcinolone, 37.5 milligrams daily. Atorvastatin, 40 milligrams daily. Amlodipine, 10 milligrams daily. Famotidine, 20 milligrams daily. Next, physical exam. This averagely built elderly white female is alert, pale, but no acute distress. There is no clubbing sign of this peripheral edema or lymphadenopathy. Blood pressure 130/70, pulse is 72, respiration 16. Temperature 97.6, weight is 167. Saturation 95. HUNT is non-sphalic, pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected, ears, no inflammation. Neck, supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement, or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with wheezes scattered throughout both lung fields, prolonged expirations. Heart, the absence of regular asthma, an S2, no murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, bowel sounds active. Extremities, no edema, lesions, no calf tenderness. Reflexes 1 plus with no gross motor depth of the cranial nerves, grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next paragraph. Impression number 1 is bilateral lung nodules. Etiology undetermined. Number 2 is probable underlying COPD. Number 3 is hypertension. And number 4 is history of marijuana use. Next paragraph, plan. The patient has been advised to quit inhaling marijuana. And she was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study with bronchodilator studies. CBC, IgE level, ANA, SED rate, and RA factor. She's getting a Ventil and HFA inhaler, 2 puffs, QID, PRN. And was advised to get a follow-up chest CT in 3 months. A follow-up visit we arranged in approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for the consultation. Copy 4. Raya Blackwell. R-A-Y-A, Raya. Blackwell. P-A-C. Thank you, Dr. Souza.